What up, what up, what up, what up, peace, silly listeners, what it is. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And welcome to the podcast, man. We have a good time here. We likes to get chilly. So yeah, DJ Hey Cousin isn't here in this episode. Homeboy got a job. He got work to do. So show must go on, but he will be back. Don't you worry. We'll have some of his ridiculous antics and ideologies added to the episode in the future. Don't you worry about that. So I wanted to talk to you guys about something kind of personal in a way. This right here goes out to all of my quote unquote overthinkers. Okay. I am a huge overthinker, and it is so annoying and it's so time consuming to be an overthinker. It is exhausting. It's like also really like frustrating about being an overthinker when people come to you with like, you're overthinking, stop doing that. Like, okay, if I could, I would. I don't want to do this. If I could turn that shit on and off, I would stop. The thing is like, for me, it's kind of, I don't want to say extreme, but it's a lot. I overthink about simple things and it sends me down a spiral. Like, I'm always trying to figure out what I should be concerned about. If this problem happens, how will I fix it? That kind of shit. You know what I mean? Sometimes I'll overthink and I'll spiral about something that's not even important or things that are super important, but I'm making it a bigger deal than it is. It doesn't even matter what the subject or the title or whatever it is, the topic. It's just my mind doesn't know when to stop. And then when I do that, I start to also like not trust myself, if that makes any sense. The overthinking itself leads to not trusting my own judgment, always thinking that I'm wrong or somebody else can do it better. Or why would you want me to do this? Because I'm not, you know, it leads to that as well. And it's like, even this conversation, I'm probably overthinking it. Like, but like, I'm trying my best to get better at it. It's just taking, I don't know what to do. How do you stop overthinking? You know what? Damn it. I don't know what to do. We're gonna ask Gemini. How about that? How about those apples? Hold on a second. Gemini, do you have any advice or tips on how I can stop overthinking and second guessing myself?
Overthinking can be tough, but you're not alone. One thing that helps me is focusing on the present. When you catch yourself worrying about the past or future, try to bring your attention back to what's happening right now. It might also help to challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself if there's any real evidence for them, or if there's another way to look at the situation. Have you tried anything like that before?
No. Or maybe I have. I don't know, because I was probably overthinking.
Well, that's totally understandable. Overthinking can be a real challenge. You could try starting small. Maybe pick one little thing you tend to overthink and try to catch yourself when you start to go down that road. When you do, gently remind yourself to focus on the present moment. Even just taking a few deep breaths can help.
All right. Thanks, Gemini. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Remember, it's a process, so be patient with yourself. You've got this.
Oh, that's encouraging. I don't know if that was helpful or not. It felt kind of generic. Just breathe. What the fuck? Like, if I breathe, like, am I taking like a couple of breaths? Are we doing like short, long? Like, am I counting in the breaths? Am I time? See, damn it. I am overthinking about breathing. You know what? Let's go to the next thing. In other news, your girl just had a birthday recently. We're just going to just leave that alone. My dad and Wes are the best, because for my birthday, they joined forces, I like to say, and they got me a MetaQuest 3. I am so pumped about this. I've wanted a MetaQuest 3 for quite some time, and I'm being very specific. I wanted a MetaQuest 3, 512 gigabytes. That is I was watching videos about it. I was always talking about it. And then my MetaQuest 2 wasn't working well. So it started like slowing down and it was starting to annoy me. And it's also like how my MetaQuest, like doing virtual reality, for those who don't know what that is, it is a virtual reality headset that allows you to play video games and explore worlds and all kinds of amazing things that you probably can't even imagine, honestly. Anyways, I also used it to work out, not just to escape, but also to work out. There are so many fun things that you can do that kind of get you moving in VR that you're working out, but it doesn't feel like that because you're having fun. You know what I mean? And the older I get, the harder it is for me to find the time to just make time to work out. You know what I mean? Because like I'm tired. I don't feel like going to the gym. I'm exhausted all the time. I'm feeling anxious. I'm overthinking about everything. It's a lot going on up here mentally. And I have lots of content that I'm trying to provide. I'm also have my job and I'm training at a new, it's a lot going on. And so the idea of like, let me just go to the gym. Like I know working out in a healthy lifestyle is a lifestyle change. There's a reason why they say it's a fucking journey, because it is. And right now for me, the journey for me to a healthier lifestyle is my MetaQuest 3, because I do the Thrill of the Fight, which is a boxing game, and I play that until I sweat, baby. I get my cardio in, heartbeat going up. What is up? Blood is flowing, honey. Okay. And then there's the other games that I play that maybe don't get your cardio up as much, but the fact that you were up and moving around and you were not sitting on your ass, that is a good thing for people my age. I am elderly. Leave me alone. So on my birthday, everybody's like, oh, you got to go out. You got to celebrate yourself. You got to do, and they're right. I tend to not celebrate myself on my birthday. I tend to not treat myself. You know, I don't do that. I don't know why. I mean, one of the reasons is money. You know, everything costs money these days. So happiness is money. I don't got that. No, I'm playing. Don't listen to me. Don't pay attention to that. Anyways, I don't. But the plan was to probably go to MSR, which is a lesbian bar here in Atlanta, called My Sister's Room MSR, and I was gonna take myself there. Unfortunately, DJ Hey Cousin had to work. If you listened to last week's podcast episode, you understand that joke of a producer tag. You understand what's going on there, but he had to work, so he didn't get off until like 11:30 on my birthday night. You know, so I was gonna treat myself and go out, but then. I got the MetaQuest 3. Yeah, I stayed home and I played VR for hours. It was amazing. I bought the game I've always wanted to play. I had a great time, and it was a good time for me. I literally was joyous. You know what I'm saying? Like it was the first time that I had smiled genuinely in a minute. That is one of the best birthday gifts that I have ever received. Hands down. I want to say top five, top three, but right now, because this is so new, I can't think of anything better. This is amazing. I mean, I guess the birth of me is pretty cool, but you know, I didn't ask for that. Oh man. So anyways, I had a great birthday. I ran to my virtual world and escaped and just had a blast. By the way, if you have a MetaQuest and you want to follow me, hit me up. I think it's Amber Smiles Jones. We'll have the game together sometime. All right, so make sure you guys subscribe and you rate and review all those things that podcasters are constantly asking you to do. There's a reason for it. We need it. We cannot grow without you, so please do me a favor and do that. Oh, and if you're on Spotify, you can leave comments directly under each episode that you listen to, which is kind of dope, you know what I mean? And if you're watching this on YouTube, click that thumbs up button, subscribe, comment down below, have a conversation. Let's have some fun. All right, so next up, we're going to go to our POC Excellence segment right here next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, so last week, if you were with us on the podcast, we actually found a posting on Instagram, and the page is at Essence of Black Culture. And let me tell you something about this particular page that I really enjoy about this post, is that last week I shared with you four women. We talked about Madam C.J. Walker, Rihanna, Cicely Tyson and Viola Davis. So why don't you go ahead and take a listen to that episode. You can see why I mentioned those four women in the same POC excellence segment. So meanwhile, there are actually a few more women that I would like to discuss, black women, that were actually in the same post. So we're going to go ahead and do that every week until we get them all down. So the first woman that I want to mention about our then woman who has helped our now woman. Our first post is going to be about Diahann Carroll, the first black actress to star in a non-stereotypical lead role on television, winning a Golden Globe Award, for Best Actress in a Television Series, and becoming the first black woman to earn an Emmy nomination in 1969. That is Diahann Carroll. Now, who could she have inspired? Now, let's talk about this wonderful woman. We are going to go ahead and talk about Quinta Brunson. Now, I know her personally in my generation. She's a millennial. I love her. She started off as a content creator, especially on YouTube for BuzzFeed. Literally, I tried my best to follow in her footsteps, but she has surpassed the shit out of me. Go ahead, girl. I am so proud of her. I'm glad that she was able to make it and catch those dreams. So many people have these dreams they want to catch. We're still there. We're still chasing it. And she is an inspiration to just go ahead and keep running. So, yeah. Okay, for me. Okay, so Quinta Brunson, a trailblazing writer, producer, and actress who is the first black woman to win an outstanding lead actress and a comedy at the Emmy Awards in over 40 years. That's amazing. So the two of these women have really, really set set a precedence to greatness, if you understand what I'm saying, creative greatness. And I'm very proud of both of them. This is like, this history is fire. Let's go into the next one here. Okay, so let's talk about our then woman who has probably inspired our now woman. Once again, coming from the @EssenceOfBlackCulture Instagram page, we're going to talk about Ella Fitzgerald, the first black woman to win a Grammy and a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. And also, there's way more to her story. That would be an entire episode. Well, who did Ella Fitzgerald, who could she have inspired now? Who are they saying that she's similar to our now? Beyonce. I know. Give me a second. I know the Beehive is like, hell yeah. But those of you who are not huge Beyonce fans, let me read this. Beyonce, the most nominations and most wins by a female artist in Grammy history. They have both made Grammy history and well earned, might I add. Okay, I'm for it. I am for it. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more posts. But you'll never guess these names unless you've already found this post yourself. Don't do that. Don't ruin it. I am loving this POC excellent segment this week. It is amazing. Or like this month, I guess. I'll tell you what, if there's one thing that inspires me, it is a black woman catching her dreams. Ain't nothing more beautiful. I'll tell you what. That was my auntie sound. Y'all like that? I'm working on it. All right, let's see what ChatGPT has to say about my flaws. Will this be helpful? Or is ChatGPT just going to roast me? We'll find out next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Fam, it's about to get real. I don't even know. I'm ready to do this. I, at my job, I work for a morning radio show here in Atlanta for a radio station. And one of the segments they did was, I think it was Bert from the Bert Show. He brought up a chat GPT prompt that kind of made him like really think about who he was as a person, that kind of opened his eyes. And then he shared that prompt with everybody else, and everybody else joined in, and they tried the same thing. And so it kind of made me think, whoa, I wonder what ChatGPT would like to, I wonder what ChatGPT would say about me if I put this prompt in. So the prompt itself is, with everything you know about me, tell me the uncomfortable truth, I need to know and be brutally honest. Now, I've already typed in this prompt. I have not hit enter yet because I got to tell you, from not just what they were talking about from the Burt Show, but all the things that I've seen on TikTok and Instagram, like on socials, ChatGPT is pretty brutal. I'm not sure if I'm ready to face things because the way I overthink. So if you want to do this, try this on ChatGPT, but don't do it unless you're ready, apparently. So let's go ahead and let's see what ChatGPT has to say. I'm about to hit enter. Okay, it is typing out right now. I feel like I might need to have somebody read it to me. I'm afraid it's still going. Oh, still writing. Okay, still writing. Okay, it's done. All right. We got about one, two, three paragraphs. It says, can it read it to me? I would rather it read to me.
All right, Amber, since you asked for brutal honesty and you know I got you.
Oh. This bitch can talk. I don't even know if you guys can hear that. I am dying. I don't know if I can deal with this. It can talk to me. That's crazy. Oh my God. Actually, hold on a second. I have to make sure that I can even hear what this is. Because I want to make sure that you guys can really hear that audio. My God. I'm going to turn my microphone towards my computer so you can hear it better. But let's see what ChatGPT has to literally say to me. My God.
Oh. All right.
Here we go.
All right, Amber. Since you asked for brutal honesty, and you know I got you, always with love, but never with fluff. Here's the uncomfortable truth. You're holding yourself back by constantly waiting to feel ready, validated, or supported, instead of owning that you're already enough to do the things you dream of. You overthink so much that your creativity gets bottlenecked by your anxiety. You've got talent, wit, originality, and real heart. But you keep shrinking yourself because deep down, you're afraid that if you go all in and fail, it'll confirm your worst fears about being invisible or replaceable. But here's the harder truth. The world already is missing out because you're dimming your light. You say you want more, but your actions don't always match your potential. You're the main character with side character habits. You make space for everyone else's mess, but rarely demand the same room for your own growth. People love you more than you think, but they can only meet you as deeply as you meet yourself. So stop waiting for the perfect moment. Be loud. Be messy. Be undeniable. You've already survived worse than being misunderstood or rejected. Now it's time to bet on yourself like your life depends on it, because it does.
Yo. ChatGPT made me cry. Fuck you. I mean, dead on. Oh my God, we were just talking about overthinking in the beginning of this episode. That is so real. I was not ready to hear that. Honestly, wasn't. Damn. Well, honestly, maybe you should try this prompt, because that kind of messed with my head a little bit. I mean, not messed with my head, but like it opened my eyes, is what I should say. My eyes are a part of my head, so yeah, I guess. But damn, yeah. And honestly, that's what I'm doing right now with this new opportunity that I have at work. I'm not ready to talk about it right now because I literally am afraid to jinx it. But things have changed, and I don't want to fuck up. And the moment I found out about this, I immediately put myself down, said I wasn't ready for it. I immediately said I wasn't able to do it. And it did fuck with me. I was overthinking everything to the point, like today, day two of training of what I need to do, I didn't do my best. And I felt horrible about it. And I beat myself up. And I was like, And the person who's training me is like, chill out, dude. It's day two. I mean, I wasn't like freaking out, like, ah, it wasn't like that. But the person who was training me could tell that I was kind of beating myself up mentally. You know what I mean? And they had to remind me a couple of times today, yo, it's day two. It's fine. You're going to, you know, you still have time. We still have the rest of this week. It's, you know. But yeah, anytime I get an opportunity to rise above, to do something more, to change, to be bigger, to be better, to be bolder, I always shrink myself down and talk myself out of it every fucking time. Every time. I like my podcast and my other content, for instance, I do the same thing. I don't shout it out as much. I don't. Like, I have a Twitch. I never tell anybody about that. I've been meaning to say that for like a month. I have a Twitch. I just started it. My plan is to be doing some gameplay on there with my MetaQuest 3. I just got it, so I'm really excited about that. I have Cameo. I don't really talk about that because I feel like, am I really worth someone paying for a personalized video? Who the fuck am I? Like, that too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put myself down on everything. If I get an opportunity to really showcase something that I can do, I immediately think, oh, I can't get this. I won't get it. Why try? And then I don't. But when somebody else asks me or asks my advice or wants tips or something like that, I tell them to do exactly what I wish I would do. You know, I give them the advice that I should be taking every time. I care more about the people around me than I do myself. And I don't know how to not do that. I don't know how to put me first. Damn, ChatGPT, you bastard. Holy bitch. Let's move on to the next thing. Porn or not, on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I need to run away from this right now and wash my face. Okay, bye. I found out recently, you guys know me, I'm always online looking for some interesting things to share with you guys. And the thing that I came across was Pornhub. Pornhub and many other adult sites in a lot of conservative states, they're banning porn in these states. Well, not, I won't say banning, but you have to prove that you are 18 and older by putting in your driver's license number. And I think like taking a photo of your driver's license, like it's a whole thing to prove that you're 18 and older. They say they're doing this to protect children from porn and adult content. I feel like that's the parents' job. I feel like as a red-blooded American, if I want to watch two people blow each other, I should be able to do that in privacy without the internet knowing who I am. It's bad enough I got to worry about the dark web leaking my fucking search history. Now I have to put in my government ID information in there because I want to see two girls, one cup with like a big gulp. That's not fair, fam. By the way, I'm joking. I don't want to see that. I saw the first one. I do not want to see the sequel. Because, fam, if you are millennial, you know about two girls, one cup. You would hear the song, and it would immediately make you feel like you had to vomit. It's going to test all of this. Oh my god! Oh, what is your gag reflex like? Because So let's see if I can get some more information about this from Gemini. Hey, Gemini, is it true that they're going to be banning adult websites in the state of Georgia and other conservative states in July?
I couldn't find any information about that. It's possible that there may be some new legislation related to age verification for adult websites, but a total ban seems unlikely.
She's right. Hey, Gemini, could you tell me more about that?
In Georgia, there's a new law coming on July 1st, 2025, that requires adult websites to verify users' ages. This means you might need to show a government ID to access those sites. Other states are considering similar laws too.
So you guys hear that? I got the gist. All right. Anyways, I got that idea pretty much. The gist of it is that you have to put in your government information to watch porn now in a lot of states. And that makes me sad. Now, I'm not really big on porn, if I'm being honest with you. I'm not saying I've never watched it. I'm not saying that I'm against it either. But what I am against is my government constantly telling me what I can and cannot do. We're supposed to be free. You know what I'm saying? And all the things that are happening, like the government, like y'all know I don't get political here, but I am sick and fucking tired of my government trying to police every fucking thing I do. They're policing my body. They're policing my beliefs, my ideologies. They're policing everything. They're policing freedom right now. Now they're getting rid of porn, because I ain't gonna hold you. I am not putting in my government ID to watch porn. Even if I was like an addict, at this point, I'm just gonna go down to the sex shop. Sex shops are about to make some money. We're bringing back Starship. We're bringing back Pleasure Chest. We're bringing back all these dirty places. Spencer's Gifts. Well, they never sold porn, but they do have some dildos. I used to work there. But we're those businesses are going to make a resurgence, most likely. But maybe not, because you can get sex toys on Amazon now too. So, the sex shop. Well, you can get porn on Amazon. Let me see. Can you get porn on, like, legit, like, just, like, porn on Amazon? I'm going to look that up. Hold on. Let me type that in. Amazon.com. I want to go to search, literally typing in porn. Yes. The first thing that pops up is Loving Blossom. Looks like some hentai stuff. And the thumbnail is a lot. Like the picture of it. The next one that pops up is Beautiful Sexy MILF six pack randomly chosen in a clamshell box, and you can't see it and won't let you click anything there. And then we've got Rated X, we've got Mope, we've got Minnie's First Time, Electra Lux. Like, they have like horny stuff. Okay. All right. Well, you can't get like hardcore porn on Amazon, but you can get porn adjacent stuff on Amazon. Oh, here's a book on Amazon. Your Brain on Porn. Internet Pornography and the Emerging Science of Addiction. Well, it looks like our government's going to go ahead and take care of that. I'm sorry. There is a book here that is called Barbara's Beaver Hides in a Bush. What? Banned children's book for adults. That's what it says. And it is $9.99. You can look that up yourself. Google it right now. Barbara's Beaver Hides in a Bush. This is a children's book for adults. I am curious about this. Let me see here. I thought if I click some more photos on here, they would show me Barbara's Beaver, but I guess not. So for those of you who are going to be not able to have porn anymore without putting in your government ID, welcome to America, new America. Ain't it great? Again. It has been an emotional episode that I was not expecting. Kind of glad DJ, hey cousin, missed this one because it was kind of personal. Between you and me. and you and me too. DJ, hey cousin. When you're watching this later. So I want to go ahead and end this with some good news, maybe, perhaps, for some of you. So this is coming from Instagram, at Mouth Attack Instagram page. I had to slow that down for a second. Mouth Attack, everything spelled correctly. And they shared this about a week ago, and I just came across it. And it says here, there is definitely some good news for those of you who enjoy the drink Capri Sun, okay? Let me go ahead and get into it. It says here, Capri Sun is making waves this summer with a playful new release, a limited edition 15-inch juice pouch that's more than three times the size of its classic version. I said version. So check this out, guys. We're talking about an extra, extra large Capri Sun pouch. It's going to be big. Because, you know, I feel like I remember seeing Capri Sun come in another container other than a pouch when I was in L.A. I feel like I saw it come in like little aluminum bottles, I feel like. Anyways, it goes on to say, just launched on June 16th, which was, you know, last week. June 16th to mark the first day of summer. This oversized fruit punch pouch is now available exclusively at Walmart for approximately $1.50 while supplies last. The jumbo pouch holds 20 ounces of juice and comes with an extra long yellow straw, making it a nostalgic throwback with the summer ready twist. Designed to celebrate the summer solstice, the drink is aimed at fans of all ages who remember squeezing down the original pouch during childhood and wishing it lasts longer. Capri Sun's larger-than-life drink has quickly caught attention on social media, with fans calling it, quote, a childhood dream come true, end quote. The brand hasn't announced whether the 15-inch pounds will return in the future, so a strictly limited run collector's item for now. All right, so right now it sounds like it's limited. Get it while you can if it's still around. If you are one of those cool people who like to take your Capri Sun, cut it a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Take it out, pour it in something else, you know, make a martini shaker glass and put some rum in there or some vodka or your drink of choice. Putting it back into the Capri Sun pouch, getting a hair flattener, okay, turning that shit on, sealing it again, and enjoying yourself some booze in public. Well, now you can do that in a bigger way. So I thought we would end this podcast with that beautiful information for those of you who are Capri Sun fans. Good luck. I hope you can find it. I feel like that now the pouch is larger. I feel like it's going to change how it tastes, because every time they change the size or like the shape of the product, like that the packaging comes in, it tastes different. So I hope it's still the same. Well, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's the government needs to chill the fuck out. It needs to calm the fuck down and stop telling me what to do all the goddamn time. That's what the government needs to do. If I want to watch porn, I should be able to do it privately like a true American. If I want to watch compilations all day, that is my choice. I shouldn't have to put in my government ID on there. I feel like if you do that and you're looking for a job, someone's going to find that like, they like voyeur porn. Ugh. I can't hire them here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't get me started. Anyways, professionally silly life rules, team porn. I don't know. I want choices. Fuck. That's all I'm saying. I just want choices. I want choices again. I want options again. Guys, shout out to the listeners, because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. Yes, I do. I love you so much. Mwah. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, you just got to see me kiss through my hand heart. Yeah, I don't know how else to describe that. I made a heart with my hands and then... Watch the video. Make sure you guys are subscribing to this podcast, whatever platform that you're on. I'm on Amazon, Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, Podbean, all those things. Also, if you're listening to this audibly, know that this podcast is now available in video form on my YouTube channel, also called Professionally Silly. So you can watch all the crazy faces and mistakes and all the things that happen. Yay. Fun. Thank you guys so much for chilling with me every week. I hella appreciate it. Don't forget to subscribe, as I said. And also down below in the show notes is all of my information. If you want to check out my social medias, my most used are down in my Linktree link, including my Instagram, my TikTok, all those cool things, including also my email is down there as well. If you would like to email me, if you'd like to email me, have any advice or stories or things that you would like to share in the podcast, that is the best way to reach me. My P.O. box is also down below. If you want to send things and you want me to try them, or you want to get my opinion on some things, that is also down below for that as well. And my Google Voice too. Text me. Leave me a message. You will make the podcast. You will. It doesn't matter what it's about. You'll make it. I am desperate. I have one listener email. Was it last week? And it was the best thing that ever happened to me. It was the best. I hope it happens again. Please, God, write me. Okay. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Down below in the show notes, once again, it's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station right here, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. That was sexy, right? Yeah, that's never happened again. I'll leave you with this. Brushing our teeth is like the closest we'll ever come to cleaning our skeleton. Yeah. Until next time you decide to tune in, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. Okay. All right, let's hit record. It has been a... okay, I want to make sure that was working. Also, now, if you're listening to this audibly, know that the mic check 1, 2. Checking that mic. All right, mic's good. And if you're listening on Spotify, you can leave comments...